let's begin with the decision to suspend use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and what that means for the community.
Yeah, obviously, I think that was a great concern for a lot of people earlier this week when the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control recommended a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And this came after a relative handful of people, about six out of the more than 7 million who'd received the vaccine, showed signs of a rare blood clot. So with the pause, it impacted El Paso both a little bit and in a worrisome way. This week, only about 6% of the vaccines that had been sent by the state to El Paso were Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so a very small amount. But the concern is those vaccines are used for harder-to-reach populations, groups like people who are homebound or farm workers or jail inmates who might not be there when the time for the second dose rolled around. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has the benefit of only needing one dose, where the other two vaccines used in the United States, Pfizer and Moderna, require two. So I think there's some concern that this will cause a setback to El Paso's efforts to get as many people as possible vaccinated. It's going to make it more challenging to reach rural populations, homebound and people like that.
A few weeks ago, we talked about a report on the use of crisis intervention teams and its value, and it looks like there's some progress on that front.
Yes. So the El Paso Police Department, a couple of years ago, became really the last of the major police departments in Texas to use these crisis intervention teams, which are teams where a mental health professional is paired up with a law enforcement officer to respond to a mental health crisis. And the report we talked about showed that there'd been quite a bit of success with the police department in ending these kinds of crises without confrontation, without arrest, and certainly without police having to use deadly force against somebody in crisis. I think as a result of that, the El Paso County Sheriff's Department, which is responsible for patrolling the parts of the county that aren't in the city limits, this week began fielding crisis intervention teams as well. The county has three teams out there right now. They're hoping to build it to 14, and I think this is the kind of improvement in law enforcement that everybody really can get behind. Because it allows people to get the care they need when they're in the mental health crisis. For far too long, our jails in this country have been the main provider of mental health care, and I think both law enforcement officers and mental health professionals are looking for ways to change that.
Texas is among a few states that whose legislatures are taking aim at transgender youth. And El Paso Matters spoke with one mother who offered her thoughts.
This is a trend that we're seeing across the country. The Republican Party, I think, has found this to be sort of the wedge issue of the moment where it can rally its base, and that's to focus on transgender children. And so you're seeing bills across the country being introduced, particularly in legislatures that are dominated by Republicans, that make it much more difficult to get what's called gender-affirming care for trans youth. And this includes things like drugs that might delay the onset of puberty as children are building up their identity. The Texas legislature, the state Senate, considered bills last week that would classify providing that kind of medical assistance as child abuse, and also create penalties for healthcare professionals who provide that kind of medical treatment. One El Paso mother who has a trans daughter in the fourth grade testified in very emotional terms and said she was not an abuser. She was a mother and was out to protect the best interest of her child and all of her children. She has several other children in addition to this one daughter. It was very powerful testimony. Another El Pasoan who works for the American Civil Liberties Union also testified about his own experiences and the need to recognize the humanity of trans children. I think most people who follow the Texas legislature still expect the legislature to pass these bills and for Governor Abbott to sign them.
All right, Bob, you can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Thank you for the update.
Thank you so much and have a good weekend.